Tonight is Monday night, Tuesday night, April 9th, or Rosh Chodesh Iyar. This is the Gemara Shir. We're up to the beginning of the fifth parak of Masech HaSukkah. Okay, Rabotai, we're on Daf Nun Amud Aleph. About the fifth parak of tonight. The Mishnah, the previous parak, had given the situation when the mitzvahs of lulav and arava would be observed, how frequently during the Yontif of Sukkot, depending on how the calendar falls out, whether it, the first day of Yontif comes out on Shabbos or a weekday. Now the Mishnah continues with a similar halacha, but not in relationship to lulu arava or halal and simcha, but rather hechalil chamisha v'shisha. The fact that you can play the chalil, the flute as we loosely translate it, will be in effect for 5 or 6 days. Zehu hechalil shel beit hashoeva. This is the chalil that accompanied the Simchat Beit HaShoeva, She'eino Doche Loet HaShabbat V'Loet Yom Tov. This Chalil, which accompanied the Simchat Beit HaShoeva, does not override Yom Tov, nor does it override Shabbos. So if the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, there are 6 remaining days of Chol HaMoed, and as a result, Chalil will be 6. If the first day of Sukkot comes out during the week, so then there are 2 of the 7 days during which there would be no chalil accompanying the Simchat Beit HaShoeva. And as a result, that Yom Tov, there would only be 5 days of the chalil. 5 days of the chalil. The most important discussion that Rishonim engage in this particular Mishnah is to try to understand why the chalil does not override the Shabbos or the Yom Tov. Everybody knows that playing a musical instrument does not violate any Siddur Oraisa. The only reason why you're not allowed to play a musical instrument is Gzeira Shami Yisakin. That if it should require repair, adjustment, adjusting something is a biblical prohibition, and therefore the Chachamim legislated that all musical instruments should be avoided on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, we have another principle that Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Rabbinic concerns do not apply in the Mikdash. So wherever the halacha demands that you do something in the Mikdash, we're not particularly concerned with a rabbinic prohibition. So if the halacha says you're supposed to accompany the Simchas Beis HaShoeva with Chalil, why is it not Doicha Shabbos and Yom Tov? That is the question that occupies much of the discussion. And in order to see and elaborate a little, if you'll take the sheet which I distributed for to you, our first source will be a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Yes.
Is there a Simchas Beis HaShoeva without the Chalil on Shabbos and Yom Tov?
That's going to be a machloikas between Achroinim. There is no discussion in the Gemara itself. Let's assume that there would be Simchat Beis HaShoeva, as is the Pashtus, and they just sang and danced. They sang at least, but they did not engage in an activity of Simchat Beis HaShoeva, of the Chalil. The Chalil. That's Chazoinish says so explicitly. Others disagree. We'll talk about that a little later. So the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos deals with the following. About 6 lines from the bottom of the page in the Gemara says Tanan. Mi baloe michnese kohanim umehaminehem hayu mafkiin umehen madlikin simchat beit hashoeva. the Kohanim had garments, big day kahuna. What happens when a garment of a Kohen got worn out? That's what it means, shebalu, mibalei. They got worn out. You know, they had a patch that had a hole in it. So what are you supposed to do with big day kahuna? So the Gemara says they used to take the big day kahuna and rip it up a little and make it into the wicks that would be used for Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So says the Gemara. Asks Tosfos, Tema, Heichi Shari Lehadlik. How could you possibly use Big Day Kahuna for what? For the illuminating the lamps for what? For Simcha Beit HaShoeva. Veholav Tzorech Korbanhu. That's not related to the korbanot. The Amar beperek bet the kedushin, big day kahuna shebolu moalin bohen. There is an isur of meila to big day kahuna which have been worn out. So if there is an isur meila, that means that you are not permitted to derive any personal benefit from the garments of the Kohen, despite the fact that they are worn out. If it would be used in the context of the Avodah, so then in the context of the Avodah, that's what they're supposed to be used for. Big Day Kahuna are designed to promote the Avodah. So they can be used for a variety of activities within the framework of the Avodah. But in relationship to this, what connection does Simchat Beit HaShoeva have to do with a korban? Asks Tosfos. Vidochat lomar leiv bezdin masna alehen leiv bez masna. It would be somewhat forced to claim that bezdin, when they made under the instruction of bezdin, whoever fashioned the big day kahuna, they had in mind and said, if these big day kahuna were to become disqualified, we are saying that there is a condition stipulated that it no longer retains its kedusha because it was endowed only as long as what? It was suitable to become a beged kahuna. So to claim that that was the case, that but when whoever knitted the big day kahuna, that he had this in mind, the saying, you know what, we have a reserve the right to use this and violate and circumvent the Issa Me'ila, that's a little difficult. So look what Tosfos answers. Venira Lari, the Hoil Ulichvod HaKorban Hayu Osin, Dichsiv Ushavte Mayim Besason, Tzorech Korban Choshevle. Says Tosfos, the answer to the question is that the premise is wrong. Simchat Beit HaShoeva is related to the Korban. Not really Korban, but to an action of the Mizbeach. What action of the Mizbeach is it related to? The Nisuch HaMayim. So the entire tekes of Simchat HaShoeva is, as the Gemara will explain, it's called Shoeva because of Usha'avte Mayim B'Sason, because they would draw the water from the Nisuch HaMayim. Since the Kiyum of Nisuch HaMayim has a Kiyum Mizbeach, therefore highlighting the Simcha around the Mizbeach happens to what? Be permissible and remove the Isur of using private Big Day Kahuna. Yeah.
Does that possibly somehow elevate a simple space on Shoeva to, let's say, level of Arova, you know, in the base of Mikdash?
It's something like it. Yes. It's something like Arova in the Mikdash. It's an activity that is somehow designed to reflect an activity related to the Korban. But the Arova, it's not. It's just that they were Zok and Al-Gabi HaMizbech. That's correct. That's correct. So this now crystallizes our question even further. Why would it be that once you claim that there is some type of tzorech korban, why in the world is the chalil not doich Shabbos and not doich Yontif? Every activity in the Mikdash is doich Shabbos and doich Yontif, even if it entails what? An Issa d'Oraisa. Even if it violates an Issa d'Oraisa on Shabbos. You know, putting a korban on fire, shechting an animal is an Issa d'Oraisa. But the Avodas Hayoyim overrides. So even if lighting the candles would be, let's assume you don't want to light it, okay, fine. But to play the chalil is not asur midoraisa. And you have the perfect excuse of ein shvus b'mikdash. So why does the Mishnah rule that you're not allowed to be doicha Shabbos, no doicha yantiv? That's going to be Tosis's kasha. Yes.
Could you say that maybe that it's not as imperative of a need? Like, you need to have light if you can, you know, they didn't have electricity, they didn't have candles, they don't have a place lit up, it's kind of hard to have a party, but you could maybe still sing and dance, you don't necessarily have to have a musical instrument playing, it's not as essential.
Okay, but the criteria by which we rule Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is that there is no rabbinic concern when it deals with, when it interferes with the service in the Mikdash. The activity of playing a musical instrument is what's called a shvus. Shvus means an isa derabanan.
Right.
Isure derabanan don't apply in the mikdash when it interferes with activities in the mikdash.
Right, that's what you're saying, right. So simchas beis reva is essential to the karban because you have to have a party. What I'm saying is to have that party, it's not essential to have to play the flute. It is essential
but that's,
to have light. Everything you're saying is ancient Shvus Mikdash is all things that's essential for the karma.
Where does it say that?
None of
this is essential. You can live without this. Exactly. You don't have to have any hisimcha at all.
I thought you said this. So shaftim ayim sasman.
Okay, but they're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim even though nobody dances. There'll be 1,000 Yossi Adlers there. I promise you there'll be mekayim the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim. Because I'm not dancing. So they'll be mekayim the mitzvah.
And that's why I don't play the chalil, because it's not ma'akev.
But since when is something being ma'akev?
If it's
not a karban.
It's not.
It's a kiyum ha-mikdash.
But it's not an integral part of the...
But where does it say that only an integral part of the avoda is subject to the rule of ein shvus b'mikdash? That's not true. We're going to see.
How the other way? Where do you see something that's... Could you give an example of something else that's not integral?
I will give you a couple of minutes. A couple of minutes. I said we're going to talk about it.
Don't they play for the cover whistle?
What? Yes. 100%.
They play the
shir that accompanied the korban musaf is doich according to everybody. Is doich Shabbos everything. This is only the shir of Simchas Beis Hashoeva. That's why the Mishnah emphasizes Zeu hechalil shel Beit Hashoeva. But the chalil and the symphony orchestra that accompanies the Leviim when they sing Hashir Shehalaviim in accompanying the Korban Musaf or the Korban Tamid Shebein Amayim is Doicha Shabbos, Doicha Yantif. No problem.
Is there any other answer besides what Tosfos gave in Shabbos as to why you can make those fires?
Any what?
Any other answers besides what we read in Tosfos and Shabbos of why you can light the Kumar?
No, because they need some need, because otherwise it's the Issa Me'ila. It's not a Yontif question. It's the Issa Me'ila.
Can't you say the Kli is broken and lose the Shem Big Day Kuna?
No, it doesn't. That's just it. It doesn't. Unless Bezdin is Masna. What you have to do is you have to bury Big Day Kahuna, which are no longer, if you couldn't use this any longer, they have to be buried. In fact, there is a Pasuk in the Chumash that says that. The Kayin Gadol, who wears his Big Day Lavan, is supposed to wear brand new Big Day Lavan every single year. So what does the Pasuk say? What should he do with it? Ufashadis with Vihini Cham Sham. They buried it right on the Mikdash. They buried it. That's what they do, the Big Day Kahuna. It's like something which is has intrinsic Kedusha requires like a Kvura. Yeah, that's what it is. So let's read the Tosfos and see what Tosfos says. Second Tosfos on the page. She'enu docha lois yomtov alois ha-shabbos. Af al gav de chalil eino osur elo mishum shema yisakin klei shir. Asks Tosfos, what is the only reason why you're not allowed to play a musical instrument? Only gzeira, a rabbinic concern, that you might adjust it. Gzeira shema yisakin klei shir. Kimo lo misapkin velo mitapkin. Just as why you're not allowed to clap on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to, you know, make a beat by pounding your thighs. You're not allowed to do that either, because it's all gzeira of Shema Yisakin. Theoretically, you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's a famous tshuva of Rav Haigon. How do you dance on Simchas Torah with the Sefer Torah? It's a violation of Nisa Durabanan of Gzeirah Shem Yisakin. So he says, it's a tzorich mitzvah, so like Gozer Barabanan. The Rabbanan said, we're going to legislate, it doesn't apply. Why? It's a good question. But that's the question. V'kaimalon de'ein shvus v'mikdash. That there is a rule that rabbinic concerns don't apply in the mikdash. So why isn't the chalil played to accompany the simchat beit hashoeva? Answers Tosfos. Simchas beit hashoeva shani, ki da amrinon b'gemara, de'eino ela mishum simcha yaseira. Okay. What do you think Tosfos is answering? Simchas beis hashoeva is different. What is it different? In what way is it different? Because it's only mishum simcha yaseira. What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying that there is no kiyum korban to simchas beis hashoeva. Simchas beis hashoeva has a totally different address. Well, yeah, we're going to see it in 2 seconds. Yes. The Hava Amina is that the Simcha of Simchas Beis HaShoeva is related to the Nisuch HaMayim. If it would be related to Nisuch HaMayim, then Tosfos would be stuck, and the Mishnah probably would have ruled that you're allowed to play the Chalil on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Because anything that augments the Korban is not subject to rules of rabbinic concern. So you'd be allowed to play. However, Tosfos says the premise is wrong. The mitzvah of Simchas Beis HaShoeva is not korban related. In order to see this opinion expressly stated, please open up your Rambams, which are on page number 2 of the handout. No. Now I know why it doesn't work on Shabbos.
Why would I make torches?
What?
Okay,
that's a different. Okay, hold on a second. Who said that they lit the torches on Shabbos?
No,
who said? Who's one second? Who said that they lit torches on Shabbos? What? That's a different issue. How do they make the Big Day Kahuna?
Right.
That's a good question. Okay, so this Tosfos is going to disagree with that Tosfos. That Tosfos obviously says that the institution of Simchas Beis HaShoeva is Tzorech Korban. That's what that Tosfos said. This Tosfos is disagreeing. This Baal HaTosfos is going to agree, shake hands with the Rambam. Look at Perek Ches of Hilchos Lulav, Halacha Yud Beis. Now, one thing you have to learn about the Rambam. Where the Rambam codes a halacha tells us volumes as to how the Rambam perceived the halacha. No place in Hilchas Lulav or Hilchas Sukkah does the Rambam talk Nisuch HaMayim. You know why? Because Nisuch HaMayim has nothing to do with the Yontav of Sukkos. What is Nisuch HaMayim a function of? Avodas in the Mikdash. Therefore, where does the Rambam describe it? In Hilchos Tmidin u'Musafin. In the laws of the Korbanos that take place. That's where he describes Nisuch HaMayim. If Tosfos were right, that Simchas Pesach Shoeva's address is related to Korban, that's where the Rambam should choose to elaborate on Simchas Pesach Shoeva. But he doesn't mention a bloody word about it in any place in Sefer Korbanos. The only place where he quotes this is where? In Hilchos Lulav. Let's read the Rambam. Af al pi shekol hamoadot mitzvah l'smoach bahen, even though there is a mitzvah during every Yom Tov to engage in simcha, b'chag ha-sukos ha'isa b'mikdash yom simcha yisera, shene'emar usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yom. So the Rambam believes, and now he's going to describe the Simchas Pesach Shoeva. Let's read it. The Rambam believes that the origin of Simchas Pesach Shoeva is not Ushavta Mayim B'Sasam. What is the origin? Usmachtam Lufnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yamin. To engage in special rejoicing on the Yontiv of Sukkos. V'Ketzad HaYuosin. What exactly did they do? We will see this in a Mishnah two blot later. The Rambam just codes it. Erev Yontiv HaRishon. Hayu misaknin b'mikdash makom l'nashim mil ma'ala ula anashim mil mata. They made a balcony for the women upstairs and the men downstairs. Kidei shelo yisarvu elu im elu, so that there wouldn't be any mixed dancing in the mikdash. Umaschilin lismoach mimotzoi yom tov harishon. V'chein b'chol yom v'yom mimei cholo shomoed maschilin me'acha shi'akrivu tomet shobeinu arbayim l'smoach l'shar hayom im kol halayla v'heich hoicha simchazu hechalil makeh u'minagnin b'kinor u'binivalim u'bimimseltasayim. You start playing all different types of musical instruments. B'chol echad b'kli shir shehu yodein l'nagein bo. So Reb Shloimele will come with his guitar. It's not one of those listed there. Reb Shloimele will come with his guitar. And Perlman will come with his violin. And Helfgott will be singing, of course. But if we're going back to Nance, we'll have much better chazanim than Helfgott. We'll have Yasala and Maisha Kosovitsky. You don't need Helfgott when you have the truly great ones. Umi sheyodea b'peh. And the people who know how to sing, we will ask them to sing. V'roktin u'misapkin u'mitapkin u'mifazazin u'mikarkarin kol echad ve'echad. Mefazazin or mekarchin is from this past week's Haftarah, where David was mekarker umefazbeis, and Shaul's daughter thought that what? He's embarrassing, he's acting inappropriately, but he was shaking violently, dancing wildly. The Oimrim Divrei Tishiros V'Tushbachos. And you sing songs, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'simchazu, einu docha lo es haShabbos v'lo es Yom Tov. So the Rambam says, this doesn't apply, not the first day Yom Tov, if it's Shabbos, not on any day Yom Tov. Why? Because it's not Korban related. It's Simcha related. And in a day where it's only Simcha related, you have to be governed by what? With the rules and regulations of Isurei Derabbanan. Of Isurei Derabbanan. So our Tosfos here will shake hands with the Rambam. That Simchas Beis HaShoeva is not a Kiyum Korban. And hence is subject to the laws of what? Of Gzeiros Emor Yishaken. And not included in the exemption of Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. Yes.
I learned one the first year that I came to this, that we covered, you mentioned to Rashi, that any time it says Vesamata by Yom Tov, it's talking about bringing up, the Torah is talking about bringing up the Shlomim.
That is also true. And they did. On Yom Tov, there is. Because it's repeated separately by Sukkos. Usmachtavle is only repeated in addition to the Samachta Bechagecha, which applies for every Yom Tov. Here, the Torah emphasizes a special mitzvah of Simcha, and that's why the Rambam says Simcha. Who remembers from the beginning of the third parak another halacha which the Rambam quoted, which is based on the Yerushalmi, Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Besimchas Halulav Hakasov Medaber. Then in the Beis Hamikdash, there's a mitzvah Midda Oraisa to take Lulav for 7 days. Also based on the same pasuk, Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. The rest of the world, outside of the Mikdash, it's only first day, Ulekachtam Lechem Bayom Arishon. So there are many expressions of the mitzvah of simcha that took place during the 7 days. Where did that simcha take place? Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. So therefore, according to the Rambam, and the way our Tosfos here happens to mention this, there is no problem whatsoever. No problem whatsoever. It is possible, if you will turn the page for just a second, to Daf Nun Amud Beis.
Is the Rambam think there is such a thing as Simchas Pesach Shemitah?
Oh yes, but it's not Doiches Shabbos or Yom
Tov. This isn't it.
This is it.
This is it.
This is Simchas
Pesach Shemitah.
Correct. No, he might. No, yes.
He says this is Simchas.
This Yom Tov. That's correct. He doesn't. He exactly. Right.
So is there something else that's Simchas Beis
HaShoeva? No. This is what they call Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And
it
has nothing to do with Shoeva of Mayim. The Gemara will quote another interpretation, and we will see Taisa cites a Yerushalmi that Shoeva means Sheshoavin Ruach HaKodesh. That because of the festivity, you now become inspired to what? To somehow reach a level of Ruach HaKodesh, almost Nevuah. Shalmi will quote Yonah, that Yonah became a Navi being inspired in the Beis HaMikdash through a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and he suddenly went, oh, I can talk to the Rabbi Yishalei. So here, if you will look at the first wide line of the Tosfos, B'Dibur HaMaskel V'Rabbanan. We'll read the rest of the Tosfos when we get up to it. But Tosfos says, V'yesh Loimar, D'Lefi Shahayasham Rov Kleshir, Chalilim, Kinoros, Mitzeltayim, Nivalim, Shitzrichim l'saken tadir, gozer behu tfei mehanach the sagi b'shofar. Tosfos raises a simple question. There is a most famous Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, fourth parak. The Mishnah says, Yom Tov shel Rosh Hashanah, shecholias b'shabbos, b'mikdash hayutokin. But Avalobim Dina. Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. We don't sound the shofar any place except in the Mikdash. So the Bavli, Rashi, is of the opinion that the reason why we don't blow on Rosh Hashanah in Tel Aviv or in Teaneck is because of Gzeira Midrabanan of what? Shema Yavirenu Dalaram B'Shus HaRabim. We're afraid that somebody is going to carry the shofar and violate the Issa Doraisa. But in Mikdash, ain't supposed to be Mikdash. So Tosfos knows very well that, number one, we're not worried about Shvus in Mikdash for Tkiya Shofar. Now, there is less connection between what and what? Between Tkiya Shofar and the Mikdash than there is Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the Mikdash. There's less of a connection. Less of a connection. And nonetheless, we employ the rule, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. How come they didn't worry about the gzeira? A shofar is also a musical instrument. Also produces sound. Why don't you say eliminate it because of that? What? Okay. Okay. That's what I'm going to get to the Yerushalmi in a second. So Tosfos says there's no real worry there. You don't really adjust a shofar. But all of these symphony, all of these orchestra things need a lot of tikkun. And we're afraid that since so many instruments need a tikkun, even though in theory we should apply the rule of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, but because of the fact that it's going to be such a compelling situation, we're afraid, you know, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash doesn't mean you're allowed to adjust it. Doesn't mean you're allowed to adjust the musical instrument. It means you're allowed to play it, and you don't have to worry about that you're going to... But adjusting it is an issue. So Tosfos says, here the Rabbanan said, we're not going to waive our Issa de Orais, Issa de Rabbanan. Why? Because we think it's too prevalent a problem. It's going to lead to Chilul Yontov and Chilul Shabbos. So here Tosfos could say, it really has a Tzorech Korban. But there is a compelling, extraneous reason why I'm telling you it's not Doicha Shabbos. Why? Because chances are too good that you're going to have to violate the Issa de Oraisa. With all these instruments playing, one of them will not be tuned properly. You're going to be tempted to change. And therefore, the Rabbanan say, I want to override. In our Tosfos, that's not what it says. In our Tosfos, it says that it simply does not have a Tzorech Yomtov. And if it doesn't have a Tzorech Yomtov, the rule of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash doesn't apply. If that's the case, the question which everybody asks is, so why do you blow Shofar in the Mikdash on the first day of Rosh Hashanah? If Ein Shvus B'Mikdash only is suspended for what? For what? For Kiyum and Mikdash, why is it that we released the halacha of Shvus B'Mikdash and we applied for Tkiyah Shofar? What connection does Tkiyah Shofar have to do with Mikdash? So here the Ravid was bothered by this question, and the Ravid says the following. It's interesting to note that the pasuk of Yom Terui Alechem does not appear in Parshas Emor. It's not appear in Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor, which describes all five Yomim Tovim, describes the essence of the Yom Tov and the unique mitzvos of each Yom Tov. It doesn't say Yom Terui Alechem. It says Zichron Terui Alechem. Where is the phrase Yom Terui Alechem? Parshas Pinchas. Says the Ravid. These are not my words. Says the Ravid. The mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, based on the pasuk Midaoraisa, is only in Mikdash. The fact that you have to blow Shofar the rest of the world is based on one of the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidrashas Bahen. So claims the Ravid. So Meikar Hadin. Yeah, that's Parshas the Musaf. Parshas Pinchas is all the Musaf. That's correct. Uba Echad Achodesh Hashvi Mikol Kodeshi Alachem Yom Truah Yalachem Kama Leches Havoy Dalo Yisasu. It's the only place it says Yom Truah. So the Ravid comes to the conclusion: for some reason, the mitzvah of Truah is limited only to Mikdash, only to Mikdash. And as a result, there is a rule that what? Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Since, without explaining why, but the fact, that's what he says. Apparently, if the Torah formulates the mitzvah only in Parshas Pinchas, in the context of the Korban Musaf, it's related to the Avodah and the Mikdash. Hence, the rule of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash doesn't apply. Doesn't apply. In fact, just point of information, the Yerushalmi never heard of Gzeira D'Rabbah. Never quotes in any place. And the Yerushalmi says, the reason why we don't blow Shofar on Shabbos is Because midda'oraisa, you don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Because one pasuk says Yom Teruah Yelachem, the other pasuk says Zichron Teruah. Answers the Gemara Ha b'Shabbos Ha b'Chol. The Bavli quotes that as a Havamin and rejects it, but the Yerushalmi accepts it.
And that's for outside of the Beis Hamikdash, for the Yerushalmi.
Any place in the world.
So in the Yerushalmi, they didn't blow in the Beis Hamikdash.
Ah, why did they blow in the Mikdash? Because Yom Teruah Yelachem Afilu b'Shabbos, because it's written in Parshas Pinchas.
Yerushalmi said that?
That's correct.
And without a reason, just because Xeris HaKosov?
Xeris HaKosov. Why did the Torah switch expressions? Why in Emor does it write Zichron Teruah? And why in here it says... Because one is talking about Chol and one is talking about Shav. That's how Yerushalmi never heard of Xera the Rabbah. Every time we apply Xera the Rabbah, Yerushalmi has another explanation. Where do we apply Xera the Rabbah?
Megillah.
Megillah. The Yerushalmi says the reason why you don't read the Megillah is because you're not allowed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos afternoon. Not allowed to read Ksuvim. Not allowed to read Ksuvim. Because of what? Bitul Beis HaMedrash. Nobody's going to come to the Rabbi Shir. So what would people do? They would stay home and read Ksuvim. So they made sure you come to the Shir by legislating no reading of Ksuvim on Shabbos. Shabbos afternoon, right after Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to read. So, and the lulav, we saw it before. Yerushalmi says you take lulav on Shabbos. You take lulav first. Even the Bavli agrees to that. Yeah. So anyhow, so coming back to here. So if the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is as Tosfos and Shabbos says is a kiyum in Mikdash, then we're faced with the question. Why don't you play the Chalil on Shabbos and Yantiv? We should apply the rule of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. If you accept the Rambam and Tosfos' answer here, I know why you apply the rule, why the Issur D'Rabbanan applies. Because it's not Mekiyum, it's not a Kiyum of the Korban. Simchat Beit HaShoeva's address has nothing to do with Nisach HaMayim. It's related, Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alekechem, Shivas Yamim. Once it's related to another address, then there's no reason to ask the Kasha. Why should it be Darach HaShabbos? And indeed, and it would appear from the Lashon of the Rambam that there was no Simchat Beit HaShoeva on Friday night or Yantav night. The Rambam didn't just say that you don't play the Chalil. Look at the Lashon of the Rambam. We just read it. The Rambam writes, V'simchazu, exactly. Eino docha lois HaShabbos v'lois HaYomto.
The mission seems to imply it does occur.
Correct. That's correct. It's only that the Chalil doesn't apply. That's the way he learned the Mishnah. That's all.
What? If there's no Isur Malachas, what's he says it's not Docha Shabbos.
Means that the Din de Rabbanan stands. The Din de Rabbanan. He knows it's only Midra Rabbanan. The Din de Rabbanan stands.
He says the Simcha, you know, in the Mishnah that the Chalil is on Docha because of Gezerah. But what's in the Rambam's Lashon that the Simcha Zu ain't...
Because the Simcha was done with the Chalil. Once the Rabbanon suspended the Chalil, they suspended the whole Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. There is no Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. In fact, that's why he writes, when's the first time did they do it? Metzah Yantav HaRishon. He says, U'maschilin l'smach b'matzah Yantav HaRishon. First night of Yantav, there's no Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. It's black and white in the Rambam. Obviously, it's got nothing to do with Nisach HaMayim. Nothing to do with Nisach HaMayim. Now, in general, if you will take another Gemara that I photostated for you, on Daf Samach Hei Omud Aleph in Maseches Psachim, page 2 on the sheets. I bracketed the relevant lines. The Gemara says, Desanya Rabbi Nassan Omer, Shvus Tzricha Heitiru, Shvus She'ena Tzricha Lo Heitiru. What do you think it means? What do you think it means?
Not every Shvus
in the Mikdash was suspended. If there is an absolute compelling need to engage in this Shvus, then they'll do it. And this will fit in beautifully with what? This will fit in beautifully with our understanding. If it's related to korban, that was considered shvus sheitzricha. You need it. You want to amplify, complete the korban. Shvus she'ena tzricha. It's not a license all the time to do what? To suspend all Isurei Derabanan. Ein Shvus B'Mikdash doesn't give you a license to suspend every activity in the Mikdash. There is some debate whether this last phrase is only authored by Rav Nosson, but everybody agrees to it. Or does the fact that it says Rabbi Nosson Omer indicate that the Chachamim disagree and you're allowed to have even Shvus She'ena Tzricha in the Mikdash?
Even though they don't quote another opinion.
That's correct. So now take a look at page number 4. Page number 4, which is the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach. Read Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin and the accompanying Kesef Mishnah remark. Rambam says, Chol Arba Asa Lios B'Shabbos. If the 14th Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, we know that Shechitas HaPesach is Doicha Shabbos. That's Gzeiros HaKosov. It's a Medrash Halacha. We read it on the last day of Chol HaMoed. V'ya'asu B'nei Yisrael Es HaPosach B'mo Ado, in its proper time, darshins the Medrash Halacha B'mo Ado Afilo B'Shabbos, B'mo Ado Afilo B'Tumah. If the majority of Am Yisrael are Tamei, you bring the Korban Pesach nonetheless. Tumah Hutva B'Tzibur. And you bring it on Shabbos. Okay, so it's a Gzeiros HaKosov. And why do I need a special limud? Why a special limud? Because Korban Pesach is a Korban Yachid. I don't need a special limud from Bimo Ado to teach me that you're allowed to be makav the Korban Musaf on Shabbos. That is taken care of by another halacha. It's one of those things which was said b'dibur echad. Michaleleha mos yumas ubiyoyim ha-shabbos shnei chavasim b'nei shana tamimim. The Gemara in Yevamos lists a dozen things which apparently was said b'dibur echad. Not only Zohar v'Shamar, but that one as well. That anyone who desecrates the Shabbos gets stoned, and you're allowed to bring the Korban on Shabbos. To tell you, Avoida in Mikdash is Doicha Shabbos. But that doesn't help for Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach is not a Korban Tzibur, Korban Pesach is a Korban Yachid. And we don't know of any Korban Yachid that is Doicha Shabbos.
But everybody.
That's why I'm saying it's a Korban Yachid. Normally a Korban Tzibur is brought one on behalf of the whole klal. The Korban Tamid, the Korban Musaf. We don't all bring a Korban Tamid. One Korban for all of us. Korban Pesach, everybody has to bring. So it needs a special drash. So the Rambam writes, Cholios Abbas B'Shabbos, Ki Ma'aseu B'Chol Kach Ma'aseu B'Shabbos. Whatever you do on a Thursday, you do one on Shabbos. But now comes the Rambam and adds something. You can imagine what the Azara floor looked like after the Shechitas HaPesach. Blood here, blood there, blood everywhere. Blood all over the place. So what do? You wash down the Mikdash, says the Rambam. V'rochatzin is so Azara b'Shabbos. You're allowed to wash down the Azara on Shabbos. Now washing down the Azara is not part of the Avodas of the Korban Pesach. It's awesome at the Rabbanan to engage in Rikud Shtifa on the floor on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. Why? She'ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Afilu B'Davar She'einu Tzorech Avoda Isur Shvus B'Mikdash Heterhu. Even if there is no what? Actual link to the Korban, as long as it's prohibited only Mishum Shvus, only rabbinic law, it doesn't apply to Mikdash. So you take a look at the Kesef Mishnah, take a peek on the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says, where did Rambam get this from? Because he saw that in the Brisin Psachim, it says, Rabbi Nosson Omer. Is Gishpat, Muchrach Liot, that what? That the Chacham disagree. And if the Chachamim disagrees, the halacha is against Rabbi Nassan. That Shvus B'Mikdash is not only for Lot, not only for Shvut. Exactly. And that's why you can say that in the Mikdash they blow Shofar on Shabbos. Why? Even though you don't need the Ravitz Chiddush, that the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is limited to Mikdash. You don't have to come that far. Why are you allowed to blow Shofar in the Mikdash? Because the only reason why you can't blow in Tel Aviv is because of a Shvus. It ain't Shvus B'Mikdash. It doesn't have to be Avodah related once you paskin like this halacha.
And you have problems with
what?
And then all the other problems come up again.
Yeah. Right. It's not a win situation. No win situation. There will be other issues. Correct. Yeah. Now, we mentioned, I told you that it's clear from the Rambam that Simchas Beis HaShoeva did not take place on the night of Yontov or Shabbos. The Chazon Ish writes that he believes, and you're correct, that the Mishnah seems to indicate that the only thing that didn't take place was the Chalil. Because the Mishnah writes, HeChalil Noeg Shisha. Why? Because the Chalil ain't a Doiches HaShabbos. If there is no Simchas Beis HaShoeva, you can formulate the Mishnah a little better. Namely, Sinishnu Ken Mitzvah from Simchas Beis HaShoeva on Shabbos and Yantav. The inference is that there is Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Except what don't you do? You don't play the Chalil. That's what the Chazon Ish says.
All musical instruments, right?
What?
All musical instruments.
Right, correct. Another issue which everybody... Why does the Mishnah always talk about the Chalil? So the Bartanura in the Mishnah says, because the way they played it, the way the music, the conductor of the symphony did it, the Chalil was the first one to start and the last one to end. What?
So they argue.
That's correct. So therefore it says a Chalil, but it means all of them. It means all of them.
In defense of the Rambam, you can also have an alternative reading of the Mishnah. Maybe we're talking. It says, Zeh Chalil shel Beis HaShoeva she'in ador Chalos HaShabbos. You can say that it's the Beis HaShoeva that's not ador HaShabbos. So that's the subject of...
Perhaps. But you have to... You yourself felt that the Mishnah, you know, seems to support a reading that there is. If you teach this Mishnah to your kid, you would say there is Simchas Beis, but you don't play the Chalil. That's all. You just dance and you sing. That's all. Yeah. Now, there is another debate whether or not we already saw the Mishnah in the fourth parak that assuming that the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is related to the Nisuch HaMayim, as the Gemara will seem to indicate, why Tosfos in Shabbos clearly states. We know that there was no She'ivas Hamayim on Friday night. That we saw. Right? Was there She'ivas Hamayim on Yontif night? On Yontif night. Was there She'ivas Hamayim on Yontif night or not? So many Rishonim say, it's a very simple machlokes. Very simple. What Mishnah in Beitzah are you going to make reference to, whether or not you can draw the water from the Shiloach and bring it into the walls of Yerushalayim? What Mishnah in Beitzah? And even now in Erevin, if you're doing Daf Yomi, you should, in the last parak with Pasei Habirin. What?
Yeah, Pasei Habirin.
Okay, so what was the issue? Why do you have to have a Pasei Habirin? What do you need it? Why not? Because the bar is what? Is a Rishus HaYachid. And the street is what? A Rishus HaRabbi. So on Shabbos, can't carry. So what about Yom Tov? So what machloikis in Masechas Beitzah are the most famous machloikis? Mitoich! Of course. Number one list on the hit parade. Well, like I always say, you only have to know 150 things, you can fool everybody in the biggest lamdan in the world. Number one is mitoich. Just say the word mitoich. They think you're a big genius. So according to Shammai, you cannot draw the water on Shabbos. Because Hotzah is prohibited unless it's oichel nefesh. And according to Hillel, mitok shehutra l'tzayrech, hutra nami shalai l'tzayrech. So Rishonim claim as to whether or not you would have she'ivas hamayim from the shiloach on yontiv, and that is a function, a simple function of machlokes b'shil and b'shamayim.
The Mishnah in the last paragraph we learned says, k'maseh v'chol maseh b'shabbos, except you don't,
If it's the first night of Yom Tov, okay, but you can say the Mishnah was like dark. It meant Kimaseh B'chol, you know, and the rest of it. You know, we've had worse excuses, worse things. Okay, Lama Gein Breiter. Itmar, Rav Huna v'Rav Eina. Rav Huda v'Rav Eina. Chatani Shoeva v'Chatani Chashuva. There was some debate as to whether it was Simchas Beis HaShoeva or Simcha Chashuva. Amar Mar Zutra, Man Detani Shoeva lo Mishtabesh. The one who says that it's Shoeva, he didn't make a mistake. And the one who said that it's Chashuva, he didn't make a mistake. Man detani Shoeva lo mishtame lo mishtabesh, l'chsev usha'avte mayim besosel. So She'iva is clearly associated with what's happening in the Mikdash with the Nisach HaMayim. Uman the Amma Ditani Chashuva lo mishtabesh, the Amma Rav Nachman, mitzvah chashuva hi uba'a misheshes shimei bereshes. If you remember, one of the explanations of the Shitin were that the Shitin were created bara shit, bereshit. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the pipes into which the mayim and the yayin are poured, he created them the first day of creation. Bara shit. And as a result, got to be pretty significant, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create them on the first day of creation, obviously they're pretty significant. Therefore, it's been deemed and named Mitzvah Chashuva, and as a result, using that particular phrase is not a problem as well. Take a look at the top Tosfos on the page. Chad Tani Shoeva, this is the Yerushalmi that I mentioned. Be Yerushalmi Mefaresh, that it's called some Shoeva, not based on the fact that there's She'ivas Hamayim, but Misham Shemisham Shoavim Ruach HaKodesh. That being present in the Mikdash enables a person to draw on Ruach HaKodesh. Shehashchina Shoreh Mitoch Simcha. Because the Shechina dwells only when you're in a state of simcha. Dichsiv vayhi kinagein haminagein utehi olav ruach Hashem. David HaMelech, when he would be somewhat depressed, would take out his little harp and sing, become happy, and as a result would then be privileged to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umaisi uvdei, the Rishami brings proof. The Yona ben Amitai, Shahaya me'ole regalim, ubesimchas beis hashoeva, sharsa olav shechina. And as a result of the simcha of beis hashoeva, he was privileged to be able to be the spokesman to go to Tarshish and wind up in the whale. There is an incredible meshechachma commenting on this idea. And he says, and it's so true, if you take this notion that of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shore Ela Mitoch Simcha, so you're going to be happy party day, every day, big party, and you expect through partying alone, you're now going to come to us, to Ruach HaKodesh, to Nevuah. What's the connection? Sure, you can't be depressed, but what's the connection? So the Meshech Chachma says, you have to combine the first words of the Torah and the last words, last pasuk of the Torah. Yes, Bereshis is Barashis. where he created the Shitin, and it's responsible for Simchas Pesach HaShoeva. But the last pasuk is Ulechol Moira Hamora Gadol. You need your Hashemayim also. Simcha alone is not going to generate any Ruach HaKodesh. If there is Simcha combined with Moira Gadol, if you're the awe and reverence that is due HaKodesh Baruch Hu, so that combination will perhaps lead to Shor Sol of Shechina, but not Stam de Velterein that you're happy and suddenly exposed to, you know.
That would have been good for last week's parsha.
What?
That would have been good for last week's parsha. There's an argument whether the problem is that they didn't have enough Yirah Shemayim or whether they were too much simcha.
Yeah, if they were Shesuya Yayin, they were a little too happy. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right, Rabotai, we'll stop here. And next week, we will continue with the Gemara. But again, the Shir has to be Tuesday night next week, because next Monday night is Yom HaTzma'ut, and is the community-wide celebration in Ketet Torah. So it'll be next Tuesday night. And we will touch upon the Rav's Yahrzeit Shir of Tavshin Ayin Beis, where his Yahrzeit Shir was on Ikar Shira Bepeh, or Ikar Shira Bekli, the next sugya. What was the main component of the mitzvah of Shira in the Mikdash? Hashir, is it the musical company of the symphony orchestra, or was it the Yossel Rosenblatts and Kusovitzkis? Ikar Shira Bepeh, or Ikar Shira Bekli? So we'll present the Rav's Yahrzeit Shir on that particular topic.
If we look for you, you'll be in the corner where there's no dancing.
Next week?
Yeah.
Trust me. You don't have to look too far. You won't.
If the issue is teaching, why can't you clap your hands or pitch your thumbs?
Because it's a broad gzeira. Once the chachamim, why is it you can't give a gift on Shabbos? Because they prohibited business. So any finance, they spread the net here too. This is an activity that generally accompanied music. So they said, I don't want you to do that. Broad gzeira.